గ్రంథరాజ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 7 చాప్టర్ 15 వర్స్ 23 అన్వేక్షిక్య శోకమోహ దంభం మాదుపాసయ యోగాంతరాయ మౌనేన హింసాం కామాదనీయ. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి. By discussing spiritual knowledge, one can conquer lamentation and illusion. By serving a great devotee, one can become prideless. By keeping silent, one can avoid obstacles on the path of yoga. And simply by stopping sense gratification, one can conquer enemy. By discussing spiritual knowledge, one can conquer lamentation and illusion. By serving a great devotee, one can become prideless. By keeping silent,
one
can avoid obstacles. On the path of mystic yoga. And simply by stopping sense gratification. One can conquer enemy. Purport. If one son has died, one may certainly be affected by lamentation and illusion and cry for the dead son. But one may overcome lamentation and illusion by considering the verses of Bhagavad Gita. Jatasyai dhruva mrityur dhruvam janma mrityasya cha. As the soul transmigrated, one who has taken birth must give up the present body, and then he must certainly accept another body. This should be no cause for lamentation. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, Dhira Tatra Namayati. One who is Dhira, sober, who is learned in philosophy and established in knowledge, cannot be unhappy over the transmigration of the soul or over the death of a person. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnanandana Kalasya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sen Rupa Kalam Yendurakya Chakurandana Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Nityananda Gaura Bhaktara Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So everyone born in this world, all of us, people in general, they are affected by Soka, moha, bhaya, anchoring, lamentation, fear. Anybody who is embodied, and who has taken on a body and is not enlightened, everybody has the swartha. In ignorance, you have the swartha on the basis of body. Why do people cheat or do fraud or exploit for material things? people, they want all good things. I want the top post, I want the fat salary, we want whatever, best facilities. It goes without saying, when you are not attracted to Krishna, when you are not an enlightened person, what kind of thoughts may be going on in your mind? Because we have a developed consciousness. Do you think, animals may also have you? There is a street dog and a very healthy fat dog in the car. I think anybody who has a body, whether they are dogs or cats or human beings, we all have this six defects. So, human beings, they have more because they are just like animals out of envy, they fight. And they fight with their claws, they fight with their mouth. But depending on your intelligence, when two human beings fight, you may use your hand, somebody may make a stick, and somebody may take a gun, and somebody may take a bomb, or they may go into all devious ways, silently, it may poison you, is that right? It will do it, because if you directly attack, then you will be caught by law. Or you will be caught in the CCTV. But you just poison a person by mixing something in his brain. Outside, you have not done any violent dealing with him. Nothing in the CCTV. But when it goes for forensic examination, then it's there. And the point is, people, human beings are more dangerous than animals. That's the point. When we misuse our intelligence, then you are going to be more dangerous than animals. In fact, Chanakya Pandita said, the snake is an envious animal, and so are some human beings, so are generally, there are people who are not envious, they are very less. Most of us, we are openly or within, we are envious of each other. Even in devotional service, because we are not on the level of the soul, so still we cannot avoid becoming jealous or envious of the other person. A person who is non-envious, he has also no enemies. person who is non-envious is just there to make others happy. And he is not offended by any insult or any defamation. An enlightened soul is not affected by defamation or any accusations, blasphemy, not affected. He sees everything as the result of his own doings. The characteristic of an enlightened soul, anything happens, he doesn't point fingers at the other person. He points finger at himself. This is my own karma, which has put me, which has brought me this situation. And envy is the last thing to go. It's the most subtle thing, which arises from false ego, identification with the body. We cannot tolerate. So we have to be ready for all the tests. When we think we are devotees, reasonably or unreasonably, there will be accusations on us. We are preparing and there will be a test. How to pass. So here in today's sloka, how to conquer different material, emotional disturbances or material emotions. So yesterday we were reading four things. Asankalpa jayat kama. By determination, one can conquer desires. I mean, desires may be pushing you. Desires may be pulling you. Any desire. But if you are determined, no, I will not yield to this desire. Very difficult to, when a desire is, it's called kamagni. Kamagni. When the desire is burning like fire, how can you remain, if you have put in the fire, can you remain peaceful? Very nice, actually very cool. You cannot tolerate when our body is getting burnt. So kama agni, when the lust is burning. It may be for money, it may be for anything. A person becomes agitated. And if he doesn't exercise, then he will blast. Because you cannot just tolerate. It's a sublimate. Tolerate and sublimate. Tolerate means same itch is going on. Everybody has experienced that there is some itching. No, I should not itch. 2 minutes silence. Thoda. Let's. Then you enjoy it. Keep doing it. Gone. Your tolerance is gone. Otherwise your mind has to be diverted to something else or it has to be relieved. You apply some balm and it doesn't irritate you anymore. Okay. Or your mind is occupied with something else. Why always itching is more in the night? Either it is lusty desires or even this itching out of illness of the body. Okay, in the daytime we are working here and there doing all that. But in the night, no work, nothing, and your focus goes there. So, asankalpa jayat kama. Asankalpa, sankalpa means determination. No? I was wondering, asankalpa jayat kama. And translation with determination, asankalpa means what? Sankalpa means, make a sankalpa, be determined. Asankalpa, that means your mind is determined to experience your lusty desires. Your mind is hell-bent. Your mind is determined. If you break the determination, you need another determination. Your mind has determined, it is determined to enjoy. And you are determined not to yield to the asankalpa jayat kama. Kurodam kama vivarjanat. Kurodam kama vivarjanat. Because of unfulfilled desires, you are becoming angry. Either you fulfill them or give up the desire. If you want to not have krodha, but fulfilling the desire is not in your hands. That's not in your hands. So, the right way to overcome krodha, like people are, subordinates are there. You expect subordinates to be submissive. And when the subordinates, they are not submissive, and they challenge and all that, the superior limit become angry. How dare? What guts he has to challenge me? Like a wife challenges the husband, or a servant challenges the, because assumed, the husband assumes that wife is subordinate to me. But if she fights for equality, immediately husband becomes very agitated, very upset. What is this equality? So similarly, when children don't listen to parents, all the parents are very affectionate to the children, just like Prahlad Maharaj. He was not listening to Hiranyakashipu. To what extent Hiranyakashipu's anger, to the extent of killing his own son. The expression of anger can be chastisement, can be physical harassment, to the point of them killing the other person. Result, krodha. Krodha advati sammoha, sammoha svati vasudhi prasad, buddhinasha, buddhinasha pranasha. When anger takes over, a person loses discrimination. That's how families, they break apart in the anger. I don't want to see your face. Go! The father will send the son. And the son will ditch his father. He will just go away out of anger. All things will happen. So, here it is said, krodhat kama, krodham kama vivarjanat. When you break the intensity and velocity of your desire. That is, reduce your desires. Give up your desire. This is also theory. How can you just give up your desire? So, you got to substitute. Sublimation, substitution. So, So desires cannot be given up, but desires can be dovetailed. You can dovetail your desires. Now that means giving up material desire, but you have dovetailed it in a different way. So previously it was for sense gratification. Now you want for Krishna's pleasure. The moment you bring Krishna consciousness, because the Krishna's name is transcendental, so when you bring Krishna consciousness into the family, you can overcome. Krishna will help you. You call for help and Krishna will help. You call for help because material desires have no cessation. Material desires, they are not going to leave you. Because your nature is to enjoy something. Anandamaya Vyasad. You have to enjoy, otherwise this world becomes intolerable. Who wants to tolerate this heat, cold? Who want to tolerate all the troubles unless there is an incentive? There is a chance for sense gratification. So it is the nature we have to enjoy our life. So what kind of enjoyment you want? That you have to decide. Because we are in ignorance or we are uncontrolled, when you are in ignorance, you cannot restrain your desires. Why devotees, generally whole world is running to gratify their desires, right? Everybody, why people are running around in the hot sun all day, working hard? Because this can be done, but to tolerate your desire, that is difficult. If you tolerate your desire, you don't have to run around, just you can sit down. So this is called passion, rajagun. Because people cannot keep quiet because they are passionate. They are pushing. Passion means pushing. So you have to bring Krishna consciousness. When you begin to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know the story. One man has unnecessarily, for every small thing, he becomes angry. Very difficult for others to be in his company. Always irritated, always upset, always shouting. That's why the word silence is also used here in today's sloka. Silence. With silence you can avoid so many things. And by smiling, you can patch up many things. Because in silence or in anger, the communication breaks down. When you smile, then the other person will feel comfortable to speak. Like that you say, the other man, my God, if I say something, the other person will become more angry. So whenever you want to entertain people, you give them a little smile, so they will be comfortable to say what they want. Otherwise you don't know when I begin to speak what it will lead to. So the story is, one man becomes unnecessarily angry. Very irritable nature. So easily provoked, easily. So, he was asked to visit the doctor. And the doctor said, no problem. You can control your anger, no problem. So what should I do? Whenever you become angry, at that time, you give a bottle of this thing, medicine. Whenever you become angry, whenever you give out garbage, out of anger when the garbage comes in, because anger is a negative emotion. So you don't get sweet things out of your mouth. So whenever you become angry, you just take this two, three gulps. You just take two, three times, you just take it. And this guy, and really, it worked. See, he came a doctor, fantastic doctor, sir. This medicine worked. What is this medicine? He just did some psychological trick. He said, this is just ordinary. This is just ordinary water. In anger, your head is lost. So I said, you just take water, then you don't get lost. So you become all right when you drink water. So don't, as soon as anger comes, don't express it. Break it. And so we should chant Hare Krishna and our so you can correct things better by in a friendly way than expressing your anger, expressing your disgust, because it breaks the morale of the other person. Everybody likes to be given chances, everybody likes to be encouraged. When some things go wrong, just pat him and tell him softly. So the point is, krodham kama vardhana. The anger can be controlled. When you control your desires, as I told you, desires cannot be checked. But when you chant Hare Krishna, or when you have a spiritual understanding about life, then you will be able to, break your desire. You say, even if I get it, I am not going to become happy. The third thing, the third line is lobha. Ardhanardha shaya lobha. Lobha means greed. Ardhanardha, actually, what do you need? Why you are accumulating so much? And when you accumulate more than necessary, then you are burdened. Where should I hide it? Where should I stock it? If people want to borrow, when you don't have money, who will come to borrow money from you? Tell me. When you yourself are a poor man, nobody will think of you. When I need your money, I don't remember Srikant. Let me ask, person who has a lot of money, immediately, whenever you are in need, you remember a well-to-do person. That guy has a lot of money. Let me go and borrow from him. So when you are a poor man, nobody will think of you to borrow money from you. Ardha anardha. Ardha means wealth. Anardha means the evils of wealth. In Bhagavatam, in another place, about 15, 16, I have written it somewhere, when you have wealth more than necessary, 15, 16 things happen to you. That was very anardhas, bad things. So when you contemplate on them, immediately you give up that mentality of lobha. Ardha anardha, kshaya lobha. Kshaya means diminishes. Your lobha diminishes. Anybody can see, more than your needs, if money is there, always you cannot peacefully practice bhakti. Thoughts will keep on going because money is sweeter than honey. When you have money, just like, this is, we give the example, like people have attachment for money, if you have the same attachment for Krishna, know how successful and how fortunate your life will be. Okay, in this world, life cannot go on without money. That's why everybody is attached to money. Everybody is interested to accumulate money. When you understand that, without Krishna, Namdhan. Namdhan. Golokera Premadhana Harinam Sankirtan. So without accumulating, you will not attain love of Krishna. When you accumulate holy names, your heart will be cleansed and naturally the original love that will come out. Now we have imposed love. There cannot be love between people. Very clearly the Bhagavatam says, love between people is simply an illusion, is simply artificial, and it cannot stand to the test of the time. Either there are dissensions or it is finished. When a person dies and the relation is gone, or even when the person is still there, you know, in the beginning you start like we have love, and as you begin to live together, slowly so many differences will come up and your that love is gone. You begin to see that you are being exploited. You begin to see that the other person has so many faults. And then that love becomes thin. That love is gone. Really it was not there, but you imagine. Love on material platform is an imagination, illusion, illusory love. And then real love cannot be avoided. Real love will stand to the test of time. If there is real love, no matter what misunderstandings, no matter what difficulties come, what misunderstandings come, and even separation may come, say in Vaishnava literature, what is that? Love in separation. Viparlamba. Prema. Sambhoga prema, viparlamba prema. Sambhoga prema means when the lover and beloved are together, and thicker than that, sweeter than that is love in separation. Because in togetherness, again it becomes familiar. In togetherness, you take things for granted. In togetherness, slowly. Let's say whenever Guru Maharaj comes, he comes for 2 days, very intense. But if he continues to stay there only, वो चलता रहते हम चलता रहते जय जय दो दिन के लिए आएगा तो जय जय चलता रहेगा अब हम इधर रहने वाला है एवरीथिंग गेट्स डेड सो विपरलंब प्रेम लव इन सेपरेशन दैट्स व्हाई इट इज सेड विद स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर आवर लव शुड बी लव in awe and reverence. If you love the spiritual master but no awe and reverence, again you may border on offenses or slowly you may not listen to the instructions because there is no awe and reverence. That's why with the spiritual master we should always keep a respectful distance. Don't become familiar, is it right? Don't become familiar. Then slowly you will begin to make offenses. So here it is said, Ardha Anardha Kshaye. Ardha Anardha Kshaye Lobha. And the fourth thing in yesterday's sloka is bhayam tattva vimarsanat. Fear always is on bodily plane. If you are really convinced that I am soul and the soul's characteristics are there. Nayanam chindanti sasrani, nayanam dhati pavaka, nakledayanti api nasoshiyati marita. Akledyo ayamadahyo, asoshiyata, nitya sarvagatasthana lachulayam sanatanam. So then you know, when you become realized, then no fear. Anything already, because you already have taken the body. The body is meant for destruction. Sooner or later. So you don't have any big hopes. Is that right? A spiritual person, do you have any big expectations on body level? I suppose there is a chance that you will become the chief engineer. Do you think that will make you happy? No, not when you have tattva vimarsana. When you have tattva vimarsana means, if you analyze who am I and what I am not and what I am, neti neti. No. When you go on analyzing, I am this body or I am not this body, am I this mind or I am not this mind, over years, over births, it's not easy to come to spiritual platform. Theory is easy. So, bhayam tattva vimarsanat. A person to the degree you are spiritually advanced, to that extent, fear will go away from your life. If you have fear in life, means you understand that I am not a spiritually advanced person. Any fear, fear of death, fear of defamation, fear of loss, any kind of fear, fear of health. If you fear for health, does it guarantee that you will have good health? It will further deteriorate your health. That's the way of handling patients is there. If there is a cancer patient, your mother has cancer, and son is a doctor and takes the mother to the doctor, and then they do all tests. And because he cannot tell the everybody is very dear, life is very dear to everybody. Your life is very dear to you. So the doctor will take the son into confidence and tell the son, I'm sorry. The sorry also, there was a what's there. No, the doctor says sorry, and doctor tells you sorry, you become very worried. When somebody who is not a doctor tells you sorry, you become comfortable. Oh, this guy has agreed his mistake. So when doctor says sorry, my God, what kind of news he is going to tell me? I'm sorry to say. That means you be prepared to hear. So the doctor will tell the son, I'm sorry, your mother has third grade cancer. That means only 2-3 months left. So the strategy is, don't tell your mother. Because if your mother doesn't know, she will stay for 3 months and die. And if you tell her, she will die in 1 month. I am going to die. So all your energies are dried up. So we don't tell people sad news. So, if a person is Tattva Vimarsanat, the person who knows the truth and illusion, the person who knows material and spiritual, such a person, a Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj was told, in 7 days you are going to die. Parikshit Maharaj, he did not try to counteract the curse. He did not become afraid. He was not worried. Because he knows, one day I have to die. The soul has no death. I am glad, at least I know that ordinary people, they don't know when they die. But Parikshit Maharaj, on the seventh day, then you have 7 days time, and how best I can prepare. Suppose I suddenly come and take a test. Most of them, they fail. Right? Maharaj, you did not tell us, you did not give us time, you come and just, now come on, everybody. But if I tell you, after a week, I'm going to find out who can sing Mangala Arati. Everybody, in the bathroom you start singing, and in the bedroom you start singing. You know, whatever time you have, you start preparing. So the point is Tattva Vimarsanat. If you are in ignorance and you are not evolved, not only that you should know, I am not the body, I am Atma, but you should also realize it, isn't it? And realize this, you are seeing how much time it is taking. Daily Mangala Arati, day after day, daily 16 hours, daily drill, you know. Still, where do you stand? Because of long conditioning, we are conditioned from unknown number of births. It's a simple statement, you are not the body, you are Atma. But our stubborn mind, our stupid mind, it will not reform. It will not change. It doesn't give it up. So that's the way to do. Chetva Tarpana Marjana. Come on, work. Clean, 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 clean. So, to give up tea, coffee, to give up onion and garlic and other things may not be difficult. But to give up the lust, anger and greed, which are very attached to our false ego, very difficult. So it needs, that's why Guru is patient and disciples are also patient. Guru knows it takes time. Just tolerate, give them chance. All right, try again, try again. And disciples also understand that I'm a conditioned soul. I should not expect overnight transformation. Nothing happens by overnight transformation. It takes over many births. Let's say one of the character devotee is a devotee is patient. What is the English Hindi word for patience? Sahan. Sahanshil. Titiksha. Titiksha is a Sanskrit word. Yeah. Patience. Dhiraj rakho. Dhiraj. Dadas sambal na kya hota hai. Dadas. So, that's why devotee association necessary. If you are alone, you cannot handle your mind. Your mind will make you mad. Your mind will make you crazy. Devotees should never be alone. Because in the association, somebody will tell you something, somebody will deal with you. So many people help you. That will make you a devotee. Not by yourself. Krishna's mercy, it comes through devotees. You wrote down. You write down. Krishna's mercy comes through devotees. Don't avoid devotees and expect that I am going to be a pure devotee. Ulka path. Ulka path. That doesn't happen like that. You need the blessings of every devotee in the temple. Every devotee, including your juniors. And your juniors are, they express pleasure. And then you become happy. So, that's a devotee never wants to be alone. A devotee always seeks blessings of everybody. You hear in Chaitanya Charitamrita, what a great standard. Any devotee who comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first time being introduced, he will go to all devotees. Every devotee will go there and pray. That I may not be kicked away from the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You all bless me so that I can have the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So as you become advanced in spiritual life, more than the deity, more than you are chanting Hare Krishna, you are more worried about how devotees feel about me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grandharasimad Bhagavad. Some prasadam.